Okay, we're learning the Siches Chelki Dalet, Parsha Veschanon, Siches Beis. Holding Sif Gimel. Before we go to Sif Gimel, I want to make a shlome. We forgot to learn Hora 25 and Sif Beis. Hora 25 is going on what it says. The Rebbe brings over there that Divrei Teira, Al Chatchila, the Cheshech Veilom is not master on Divrei Teira. It brings Kamaim and Azal, Kei Dvarai, Kei Eish, No Mashem, Eish, and Makabal Tumah, have Divrei Teira and Makabal Tumah. Just like Eish. It's not shaykh, it's not one of the nyanim ha-mekabal tumeh. So tuteir is not mekabal tumeh. So the Rebbe brings over here that the makir for this limud is from brachas, Rabbi Dubim Seira Eimer. Shaili is l'chure, it's a machlekes. Yes, Rabbi Dubim Seira says this v'negeya to the inyan that Rabbal Keri is allowed to learn divrei teira. I is tumeh. He says, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that he's tumeh, because teira is like eish, just like eish is not mekabal tumeh, so tuteir is not mekabal tumeh. But Rabbanon, Gamla Rabban the Pligal, Rabban don't hold like that. Rabban hold the Zainin of Eftumas Kari, that you're not allowed to learn Tera when you have Tumas Kari. Sareza, Leah Taimi. Ki, Im Kadesh Litacham Mitsui. Say, it's Tamad Cham Mitsui. It's not the Pshat that they argue on the Etzim Svar of Rubid of Mseira that the Vritera is Namakabal Tum. Rabban, I'm asking the Vritera is Namakabal Tum. The reason why they hold that you're not allowed to learn Tera, but Kari is not allowed to learn Tera, it's a takone to be Meinea, the Gavre, from being motzoi too much by inyanim of tuma. It's like it says over there, Ezra was masakin inyan of a tefillah that a person in order to daven and to learn has to be tevil if he becomes a balkari. In order that Tamid Chacham shouldn't be mitzvin, it's the shaseyem like Tanigel. Akaponim, it comes out because this way that if they're going to have to matriach every time you have to learn, you have to go to mikvahs, a person's not going to be motzoi too much by the inyan of tuma. It's kum dacheis that it's to be menei a person for tuma. It has nothing to do with the fact that Teira itself has a there's an issue with learning Teira itself in a matzav of tuma. So everyone is masking that Teira is not makabel tuma. Another way the Rebbe says em play bizoy v'keitzav zeh. Tamid Rebbe Yehuda brachas. He brings Tamid Rebbe Yehuda. The mashmaos is that the whole problem is al derech that you're not supposed to learn Teira in a makim and mavim and voice matanafis, like in a bathroom or anything in a place which is not mechubed to learn Teira. What's the pshat? It's not the pshat that you bring the time of the Teira. It's just that you're showing, the Gav is showing a bizayin in Teira. When you're learning Teira in a place which is not appropriate, it's not nice, it's a low place, you're showing that by you, divrei Teira is not nechshav. The same thing, if you're tameh and you learn Teira when you're tameh, you're showing that it's by you, it's saying in vaz of the Teira, you're showing that you don't care about Teira. So Meila, it's vaita, it doesn't have to do with this Indian, this svar, if Teir is makabal tumah, do we Teir makabal tumah or not? The Knida, everyone's masking do we Teir any makabal tumah, do we Teir is like Eish. The Shaila is only, it's at the time of Achedim, could be there's a reason why a person shouldn't learn Teir when he's in a matzav of tumah. L'hoim l'kut the Teir Savei, and Sefer Meir Sharim. But here, there's a big arichas, that Tfilas Ezra, we know Tfilas Ezra was batla, Mikir Adin, since Mikir Adin was not Kaim anymore, but the Rishonim bring that it's batla only by Teira and not by Tefillah. And there is Mevara Pipimis and Yanim. But it could be, even though the beer that says both in the Kutteira Meisharim is Lav Dafkev connected mamash to what the Rebbe is saying here, but Kinir Salahoy, the Rebbe is saying, could be just like over there he explains, Pipimis and Yanim. Why it's more important to have Tefillah in a Matzah of Tara than it is to have Teira in a Matzah of Tara. Kinir, the Rebbe is saying, we could possibly say that it's also mitzad, the vart of the sikh over here. Vart of the sikh here is that teira be'etzem is not mislabish. It's not nitfas in inyanim gashmi. It always stays in a matzah that it's hecher. It's not nitfas in inyanim that it talks about. So memela, it makes more sense to say that tefillah is all about the person becoming miskarif to the Eibushter. Mashayke teira is inyan of agilim and lemaila. The way it is mitzad lemaila, that a matzah of yachid, that is lechatchila no veld. So it makes more sense to say that by tefillah, there's more of an inyan to have teira than there is by teira. Because by Teira l'chatchil, it's not nitfas and vel. Tefillah is more negeh, the ma'am and the matzav ha'adam, than it is by Teira. Okay. Now we're holding, let's go to Ezgim. Eid beer b'zeh. Another beer, why Teira is not connected to Zman, and Krishma is, Dafki yes connected with Zman, with Yemen Layu. He says, Inyana shal Krishma kanal lifal achtas davai echad ba'ilam. Krishma is, like we said in the first beer, to be pale achtas Hashem in velt. Not like Teira, which is Indian, is not to show that Velt is Meyuchad. Teira is to Megala in Velt the way it is Mitzad and Lamayla. L'chatchil is in Shtok in Velt. Krishma, we said before, is to Megala in Velt, as Velt alone is an Indian, which is Husa is from Amitis Imotzi Yizvarech, we said before. So when you learn Sif Beis, you could learn
that the chiluk between Torah and Krishna is only how we megala achdus havai. Are we megala achdus havai because we megala the way it is, we mamshech v'inyanim from hecher than velt in velt Torah, or that we show what the pnimius of velt alein is. The velt alein is anything which is connected to lakus. Ebbe says if the vart of Krishna is the megala v'velt alein is connected to lakus, then it's not an inyan of gilei helem, it's an inyan of lifel achdus. It's a pu'ula chadosha. It's not just the inyan of gilei helem. You're showing the velt be'etzem is mu'uchad with the eibishter and bottle to the eibishter. You show it's pale. It's been pale on ayizach. Okidiyah, he brings us lashmaim razalmal bebirin akish kibnam licht lamay lamatla beruch zashmaim sulet zriches. And shodim mamlech zekadosh baruch beilam. You're making the eibishter a melech. Making the eibishter a melech is a naya pu'ula. Kviyachli wasn't a melech until you made him a melech, and now you're making him a melech. What's that kipshat? What's that avane saying over here? Chure, Krishma is also just showing that in Velt, Teiri is showing you being megal the way it is higher than Velt. It's l'chatchil no Velt. Krishma is showing with sad Velt alone that what's the Velt? The Velt is all Indian, is only a lukus, like we explained by Rechus in the previous year. Chure, it's also an Indian of Gilei Hel. So, one way of learning is al derech, what it says in Tanya Pirik Memalev. The Eibishter wants to be a melech. It says, the union of malchus of the Eibishter, that's a pula chadasha. Explains in Likutei Torah, it says, b'chlal, it's not shaykh b'chlal, the union of melucha, l'maylo, because you can't be a melech on etzim avonim, you have to be a melech on something that gets be'erech to you. The Eibishter decided that Yidin should be be'erech to him, it says in Likutei Torah, Parshat Tzafim. The Meila, we're able to make an Eibishter a melech, but a melech, it says, it explains in Likutei Torah, that melech, Melucha is different to Memshalah. Memshalah means that you're Meshul Bal Karchach. Melucha means that the Amun himself are Mekabah the Melech Alts Melech. So Yezid the Eibishter was all about saying that he should be a Melech, and he was Machshav Yidin, that they should be Kviyach Be'erkei, and through them being Mekabah Malchus, the Malchus of the Eibishter on them, the Eibishter is Taka a Melech. So it's Kviyach, till the Yid does that, the Eibishter is Taka not a Melech. So it's Machshav in Tanya Perek Mamelech, that's what he's, my, he stresses very much, that the Malchus of the Eibishter is totally on a Yid. He says, V'dir the Lashav, Hini Havai Nitzav Alof. Rabbi has a beautiful asich in Lisafis of Chilukei. Rabbi Taishas, why did that Rabbi have to bring the Lashem Vini Hashem Nitzav Alav? Ikir is a Zimlech Olar Tzkei, the Mavet Alav, of Eichin Klois Valev. It says, Chazal say that by the Umus Eilam, Heim Nitzav Mal Lekeim. Like it says, Pari Nitzav Alay Yeir. The Yeir is the God, the Getschke of Pari, and he was Nitzav by the Yeir. But the Eibishter, it says, the Eibishter is Nitzav by the Tzadikim, like it says, Vini Hashem Nitzavallah, punk fakert. Not that Yaakov was by the Eibush, the Eibush was by him, so to speak. So what's the pshat? Rabbi Taitz pshat like this. The goyim are taka tluyim in their getchkes, so to speak, in their, in the kechav mazals. Like it explains in Chassidus, it's from the Kabbalah, that the Eibush was taka chelek, shecholok avay l'chol ha'amim. The Eibush was taka, in this week's parish, the Eibush was taka chelek, the kechav mazals to ha'amim. It says, they're taka mekabal the chayis through the kechav mazals. Will the tali and the kechav mazalis. So just like the taka tali and the kechav mazalis, the Eibishter, so to speak, taka tali and tzadikim. Amich kulun tzadikim. Because the Eibishter can't be a melech without the person being mekabel himself, the mekabel the Eibishter as a melech on him. Like upon him, Amirim, because that the inyan of malchus, the Eibishter being a melech, is a pulich hadosha. Taka the Eibishter is a, the etzim, the velt is batlum mitzis. But melucha means that the am is mekabel himself, mekabel on himself the Eibishter as a melech. And that takwa, only when a yid does that, is he makes the Eibishter a melech. So it's a pulu chadosh. That could be one way of learning over here, but the mashmoz l'chud is not like that. The mashmoz, the emes in the sikha here, is that we're not talking about the union of meluch of the Eibishter. He only brings the lashon chazal, kiv dam lichte, lamayil, lamat, la beruchas, hashemayim, sula, tzirkas, as a siyua, that it's a pulu chadosh. Dam lichte is mashmoz, you're mamuch the Eibishter, you're making a new pulu. But not that he's talking about over here, the tnuah of malchus of the Eibishter. He's talking about the union of achtos avayis. Like he says, lifel achtos, avay echot beilam. Being pale that the Eibishter should be avay echot. Chura, to be pale that the Eibishter is avay echot, that's not an union of chodesh. That's an union of gilei helam. The Eibishter is be'etzem echot. You're just showing a velt alein vayis that the Eibishter is echot. Why is that an union of a pulu chadosh? Chura, the beer is, based on what it says in other places in Rebbe Sichus, look at Sichus, Pasha Shmei Sichu Beis, and Parshas Tazria, Chiluki Beis, Parshas Tazria, Sicha Beis. The Rebbe speaks, we're not going to go into that Barichus, because it's a very Tifeinian, it's not so Negea, but over there the Rebbe says to here, but the Rebbe says over there that Elam, Lash and Helam, Esther, Elam is a place which is Molik Klippus V'Sitra Achra. The Gedra Velt is, that it's malik klipas v'sitracha, that says that it's mukhshar to be menaget halakus. That's the gedra velta leit. So when a pay, assist as it. If you want to be megala like by Teira, you want to be megala the way it is in Lamaila, good, it's lachatchila, velt is nishkenzach bachlal. So main afkamina that the gedra velt is that it's maila master and lakus. It's ad Lamaila, velt is nishkevelt. Just like if you have a Rav, when he's saying a Moshel, that Talmud, so even if the Moshel right now is mastered on the Seichel of the Rav, when the Rav says the Moshel, he doesn't see the Moshel as an Vest, he sees the Seichel Rav the way it's in the Moshel. Mitzat l'maylo, Velt is garnish. Velt is just another way to bring an Achdus Havai. So a Meila, if you're going l'maylo matel, like Mitzat Teira, so then, good, then it's taken out of Pulu Chadosh, it's Gila Hel. But if you want to say that you want to show a Velt alein, is fabundan felikus. You want to bring out a velt alei mitzadin yone is megal dinyan of achdus havai. That's a pulach hadasha in velt. You have to brach the klippis. You have to be shaved the klippis. You have to make it the velt should be a smaller klippis with sitra achra, and now should be a place which is mitzadin yone roif achdus havai. Okay, sir, it's a very tifinian. It's not negay so much to this sicha. Like I said before, you could look in shmeisich elikvav, sicha beiz and tazriya. Chilak Yud Beis Sicha Beis, over there it's explained more by Chava. But a component that's what comes out from there, that when we talk about Achdus Havayah, it's at Gidra Elam, that you want to show in Velta Inyan of Achdus Havayah, that's a Pulach Hadosh. It's not an Inyan of Gila Elam, it's an Inyan of a Pulach Hadosh. So maybe that's the word that the Rebbe is saying over here. There's a Chilak between Teira and Tefillah and Krishma. Another Chilak between Teira and Krishma is that Teira is Gila Elam, and Krishma is that you're making a Nayas Acha. Be Meisif also at Shleimus Inyan, the Sicha of the Rebbe, on Shariach Vemunis of Perek Dalid and Perek Hei, the Rebbe stresses over there that it's when a person does a mitzvah, it's not the pshat that he's just being megala, that this inyan was connected to Lakus the whole time, that this inyan was the inyan of Lakus the whole time, because the Rebbe says, Taka, the Rebbe stresses that you're taking something of Chelim, you're making a Kedish. I don't want to get into another whole inyan, but it also could be that this is also connected to what the Rebbe is saying over here, that when we talk about the Achdus Havayah in Velt, being paid Achdus Havayah in Velt, not just being Megal, the way it is Mitzad L'maylo, it's a Pu'ula Chadosha. According to that Sicha also, could be that's the beer, why it's a Pu'ula Chadosha. Nice. So what's in the Gael in your name? Kivin Shekein, Shepul Sabitl Be'em Flui Ba'Veide Sa'adam, and the Behechich Sheyeshem Shinuyim B'Dayag Sabitl Anifl Ba'Elam, and the Leikol Azman Hashav Ba'Veide Sa'adam, says, yes, that we're talking about a pu'ula, that's totally an aveda. So the pu'ula guf is going to be different depending on the person's mind of the matziv. Adraba, aveda amitis sarachli is b'fchinas yelchum mechay l'choy lalas b'choleiz medarg l'dag anayos yesef. Okay, not only is there going to be differences, there has to be differences. If you're making a naya zahra, being pale and veld, something chodosh that it wasn't till now this way in veld, so there has to be constantly a tifer a pool of achdus havayin veld. Nachmer, nach tifer. Person always has to have yechum mechay l'chay, has to tamid, has to always go medarga l'darga higher and higher. Let's see, order 28. He brings some tilum reisef brachis. Pashtas, the Rebbe says reisef brachis. There's two drashas chazal there on yechum mechay l'chay. One is that you have to go from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash. And it, like it says, yechum mechay l'chay l'chay, you have to go from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash, and then you're all looking at and you'll see that through that you'll be makabal, you'll see, you'll have a gilei hashchina. That's one drasha. Then there's another drasha. Yelchum mechay l'choy. Not tamid l'chom elim manuch elim beilim hazav elim beilim habo. Because it's like it says in pasuk yelchum mechay l'choy. Pashtus, the Rebbe over here is saying reisev brachas. It means the second drasha. Because the second drasha brings out that there always has to be aliyus in avedas Hashem. Tamid l'chom elim manuch always go higher and higher. The first drasha l'chur doesn't bring out this point so much. Doesn't bring out this sin. It's just saying that you have to go from one chayot to another chayot. You have to go from beis hamedrash kei zakas to beis hamedrash. But it's interesting that right away he brings over here shulchan aruch ad mazog chiluk erechaim sivkuresh sivkotan and hay. Shan Nisman, and over there is Zichar going only on the first Rashi Chazal. So what he brings over there, they have to go from Biskas to Bisamedr. So I'm not sure it's Sarachin a little bit what's Kshaychas and Yonim over here. Here he's trying to say that you have to be Yechum Mechai L'choy, you have to have an Aliyah in Avedis Hashem. That Rashi, they have to go from Biskas to Bisamedr, Shulchur doesn't bring out this Inyan, they have to be an Aliyah. Basically. Just to just finish off the order over here, with the Hishpah Befrim Atzil Abrach, Smashm Dubar, Bekem Shalagir, Nimel Ad Marzak, and Simin Kufn Nain Kufn Vav, I have a different signin to the rest of Shulchan Aruch. Not going to get into the rest of Shulchan Aruch, but Pashtas, Reva Maramakemus on the side of Attack of Nalta Rebbe, some from the Maril, but Beik of Nalta Rebbe. When it comes to Simon Kufn Nunhein, Simon Kufn Vav, there's a Shaila, because there's a lot of Maramakemus inside this Kufa Sif Gufa. Unlike the rest of Shulchan Aruch and Nalta Rebbe, where it doesn't bring Maramakemus inside, the side sometimes there's manam kemis. Over here in these simanim, there's a lot of manam kemis in the gufa simon. Besides that, the simanim on the side. It's makim lema that the simanim on the side are from someone else and not from Al Rebbe himself. Because why would, if he read him was mitzayin to manam kemis inside, why would he make a separate one on the side? Rebbe says, from the fact that over here, when he brings this drash of Chazal, inside he brings a lot of manam kemis. All those manam kemis are not the main makir. Main makir is brachas. He brings a different Gemara, which quotes that Gemara in Brachas. He brings from a Targum on the Pasuk. They're all based on the Gemara. The Makir is Brachas. So the Chura, and only then, when it comes to the side, on the side, he brings Brachas. If the Maram HaKemis on the side of Nafan Alter Rebbe is a Teme, how could it be that Alter Rebbe was mashed with the main Maram HaKim? Akar Chachleimar, that the Maram HaKim is Taka on the side is also from Alter Rebbe. Maybe it makes sense why the Alter Rebbe was mashed inside. Of course, it's still Tzarchim. Why Taka with Alter Rebbe make the main Maram HaKim on the side and the other Maram HaKim is in the Pnim? That's Fashtein Dinyan. Shlayim Bezer. Like what the Rebbe is saying from here is that Mechacha, that the Maram HaKim is on the side are also from Alter Rebbe. Okay. Let's go weiter in the Pnim HaSicha. He says, Amuven, Shebechol Darge Sha'odam Agiyah Ve'ela, Shewinyin Kishim Shal Shachis. אם שהוא יים ואיר, אם שהוא יים ואיר לגבי דרגוסי אקדמס, צריך להדגיש, וכן הוא האמס, שאין זה מספק עדיין, ושאול אבלה לסדר גנאי לסייסר. Since when a person comes to a matzav of שחרס, that means he was אילה, and it's תקה אילה, it's an עליה לגבי the ערביס of before. Now it's שחרס, not ערביס, it's matzav of יים. He had an עליה, ילכו מחוי לחוי, was פייל אחתס הווי, נטיף רעיפן. But nevertheless, you have to realize that's not enough. So he says, "Sarich la'agish shadagis habito shupel ato be'ilo milaylo kishmishal arvis lagabe dargo yenimenas." That's why right after that, this kishmishal arvis, because you have to realize that no, that's also arvis lagabe. What could be even more than that? Pchinasye chelo milaylo mil. Areish apulus ha'achta sheyavin sa kishma mishtana be'ilo b'shnu yem milaylo. That's why kishma, even though it's an inyan of kabbalah se'amachas shemayim, which is l'chera inyan t'midi, but nevertheless, we're madgish that there's yem and there's light. Because this always, you have to always realize that the Mechadgis has taka inyan of yoyim lagabi the madrega akit emes, but leidach gis has inyan of layla lagabi the next madrega. Lachin gam mitzvah sashu kishmu gderes, uz mani yoyim vilayla behesan latechna veifan avidas. Shaka b'teira, mekivin she'in inyan alif lachtas be'ilam kanal, ki mitzad ha'teira re'ilam batal v'metzis, meilin shayach b'seidah v'aliyas hanal b'dargis habitul, Rebbe's madgish hanal, because there are aliyas and teira, we're going to get to that in the order in a second, but the aliyas and teira is be'ifanacha. This Eifen of Aliyahs you don't have, because the Eifen of Aliyah in Krishma is that you take being pale on Nayazach. Every time you go higher, you pale more in Velt Achtes Havayin, a Tifra Eifen. You must push it pale in Velt Tifra than in Achtes Havayin. But Velochin Einem Mugderes Vechines Yem Velayim. That's why it's not Mugderes Vechines Yem Velayim. Since the Yeis that by Teira, it's not an Indian Chodosh, what you're doing. It's not, it's just that you're being Megala, the Emes, the Achtas Havai, the Emes, the way it is Mitzad L'mayla. So Memela, it's not the Pshat, that the more, that there's an Inyan of the Aliyah's Hanala, not Shayach, so Memela, it's not Mugder in Yemen Layla, because Be'etzem, we'll see, we'll understand it better when we learn the order. But Be'etzem, it's always the same Madrega. Okay, let's see the order, that we'll understand a little bit better. 29. Afshe gam b'libet ha'tere tzarech lis ha'licha v'aliyah ba'adin sof. We know that a limud ha-teira person has to constantly go higher and higher madregas of limud ha-teira. Actually, the limud yechum ha-chayel ha-choyil, that tamin l'chamein le-menucha, le-bein l'mhazav, le-bein l'mab, is talking about limud ha-teira, but pashtas. Koma ke mekivet she'eni inyin ali lifel bitl bayesh the seichel ha-keitme, kim legalis ha-mitis ha-nimtzas bay. What does it mean when you go tifer and teira? It's not the pshat. Till now, your seichel was bottled in one eifin to teira. And now you go and you have you're being pale at tiferes sug bittel. No, every time you learn teiriv in the most pashta madrega, the highest level of bittel is already there. The shaila is only, how much is that bizgalus? Kim legalus hamitzah nimtzaz bein limud esas. Therefore, in lahagder hadarga tachteina b'shem layel. It says, we'll see. The Rebbe is going to give a mashal in a minute, but when a person learns Teda, the more you become a Sa'atzim with Teda, it's just the more that by you is begilui what was happening already before. Every time Ayid learns Teda, there's an Indian of Bittel Mamitzis. Be Megal the way that the Veld's Bottle Mamitzis. Be Mamshach the way it is Mitzad Lamayla, the Veld's Bottle Mamitzis. That Nakuda, that the Veld's Bottle Mamitzis, the more you're Misa'al in Teda, the more it's Bizgalis. The more you're taking away, so to speak, the Inyanam Amastiram on this Emes. But it's not that you're actually being pale something higher, something new. gives a mash. He says, Vaderech, kamei malke, mach mechegar is a merida. When a person standing in front of a king mamish, even the smallest tenua that you do, it's considered merida b'malchus. Same thing today. You have to stand in such a way of kav the kamar, like mamish, like you're aim b'fnei hamelch. Vashenkin keidel musa. In Kirishma, you don't have the same, you don't have to stand kav, like mamish, like, because you're not standing mamish in front of the Eibishter, you're allowed to act differently in Kirishma. We'll see some of the Shulda Gilin. You're allowed to act differently in Kirishma. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that when you're saying Kirishma, and when you're saying Shemana Esra, it's ataka different, it's not the pshat, you're being megala by Shemana Esra, the same time with the matzav of bittul that you had by Kirishma. No, it's a different darga of bittul. Here's a marshal where you could have different dargas in bittul mamish. Is a person which is standing in the palace of the king has to act in a certain eifin? Is a person that's standing in front of the king has to act in a different eifin? What's the pshat? The pshat is be'em is the king was in the palace even before he was in front of the king. And just now it's more bizgas. No, the pshat is there's a chiluk. Here it's the palace of the king, here it's mamish in front of the king. That's it. Krishma and Shemana Esra. Krishma is one darga bittul, Shemana is a different darga bittul. There's different eifin attack in Aloha. You have to act because it's a different darga bittul. Al Dara says when I get to what we're saying over here about the Aved of Krishma Gufa, that the Aved of Krishma is to be pale Bittl and Veld, there's different dargis in Bittl and Veld. The Veld can be Bittl in one Eifen, Hecher Eifen, Hecher Eifen. It's taka different dargis of Bittl. It's taka Alias. A Moshe for the Eifen of Teire is, of a Moshe attacked in the Gimel Elf of Mishle Shleima, Nimtzibah Nimshal. It says that Shleima Moshe used to say Gimel Elf of Mishalim. So the chat is why? Shleima Moshe was an Atzilus. And he was being able to be made the Inyan of Atzilus to the lowest Madrega. That's why it's 3,000 Mishalim, because in Biyah, every single Elam has 1,000 Madregas. And so he was able to be made it till Mamash, Malchus the Malchus the Asir. But upon the Pshat is, he gives a Moshe that says, like, let's say Abarav, which is learning with a Talmud. So if he's a, it's one Rav is able to be Malbush the Stifa Seichel into a Moshe. Another Rav is able to be Malbush it even a lower Moshe, no lower Moshe. So Malch was able to be made it into the most lowest Moshe Mamash. When a person understands the Moshel and the lowest Madrega, later he gets a little bit, he's Nisala, and he's able to understand the higher level of Moshel. Later he's Nisala, he's able to understand even a higher level of a Moshel. Is the Pshat the Sitaka Gavarin Dar Psashinoi? The Pshat is he just became close, even in the lowest Moshel, lick the Nimshel Mamsh. We'll give it a second, we'll give a Moshel for a bit. Even in the lowest Nimshel, lick the Nimshel. Even when you had the lowest level, you had the Nimshel. The pshat is the higher you go, the more you meisir in yonim ha-mastirim on the nimshul. It's not like by Krishma and Shemana Esra that's takan afkemina. By Krishma you weren't in front of the melech, and by Shemana Esra you takan in front of the melech. By Mishalim, you're just being meisir as a hela. The nimshul is there from the lowest mashul. The higher you go, the more you're being taking away the levushim ha-mastirim. Yeah, shtikla, let's say a mashul, which we can understand a little bit better. The mashul. It says, chesed atzilus is nishtalshul into a nyanam of Masikas. So we have, let's say, Masikas Shabbatapuach. You have a higher level of Masikas, Masikas Shabbanigi. Higher level of Masikas, Masikas Shabbaseichel. The Moshe Tered in Parshas Vaira. Then you have, that's the Shtal Shabbanigi, of Avas Madregas, Tuchas Datsilis. Shtetzich, Achas Datsilis is Ram Venisa Lagamre from Masikas Shabbatapuach. But in Masikas Shabbatapuach, lick the Tru of Tsechas Datsilis. Elamayin, a very Magushan Dekaif. So let's say you have a person by him, the taich mesikas is mesikas shabbatapuch. Hagash mesikas mesikas, a mesikas like that you taste pasher in your mouth. That's the pshat mesikas by him. Gvarna bisil edler, at the head, that there's already any of mesikas like mesikas shabbanigin. A hergish took a mesikas. It's not a gash, you don't feel it, but gashmis. So what's the pshat? Chesed atzilus already was ba'emes in mesikas shabbatapuch also. But it's very, very baksham. It's master on the amitis of the pshitas and the way chesed is in atzilus. Right now that he already understands Mesikas Shabbanigin, is he's one step closer to, he took away one grubble of ush. The Aksham Shabbazen, that's Mamash Gashmi stick, that's he felt Mamash and a Gashmi stick, that he took away. Now he understands the Zaruchni stick of Musik of Mesikas. But Safko Safta Mesikas in the Elam Amidis of Nigin, let's say he got more Eidl, he understands Mesikas Shabbaseichel. More Eidl. So he took away even the Levush Ruchni, even the Levush Ruchni of Mesikas Shabbanigin, he understands a higher type of Mesikas. It's not the whole time this Chesed Atzilus is in all the Madregas. Every time that you're going higher, you're just taking away another Akshama that's mastered on the what was Likda, on the Nimshu was Likda. So that is as by Teira. By Teira, a person, the Aliyas and Teira are not that you're being pale at Dabach Chadash, that you're going higher and being pale at Dabach Chadash. The Aliyas and Teira are only that you're going one step closer to taking away the Hester of Vas Ba'amas Likd and Teira as Einem Ovadah that the Welt is God, there's no Shtakim Welt Bechulam. Let's go to the Shulei Agilin. Rebbe wants to show in Halacha that in Shemana Esrei, it's not like you're standing in front of the Melech. And you don't have the same inyan of that you're like, Machvim Mecheger is a Meridi. You don't have that Tnuah by Krishmas. He says, B'Krishma Sheil Meshim Bnei HaKovet. Krishma, we know the Halacha is that it's, you can be Sheil Meshim Bnei HaKovet. He's Bnei HaKovet, the Emes is, Bnei Yira is also a Chiddush, because by Shemana Esrei you can't be Sheil Meshim Bnei Yira either. The Rebbe wants to bring out even more, that not even Bnei Yira, even Bnei HaKovet. The Haraya that your Mamish, in Krishma, your mamash not like standing in front of the melech. If you're standing in front of the melech, you're able to be shalom nation of someone else, that important, another important person, chas b'sholem. Even Tayiri, you wouldn't be able to. But koshkem b'nei HaKovet, it doesn't make any sense. Elamai, by Krishma, it's takin not came b'nei HaMelech. B'frat, he says, up here, Shalmi, nil mashadam v'dibar tabam. The Yerushalmi says, v'dibar tabam teaches us that you're allowed to be talk, in the middle of Krishma, you're allowed to talk about other inyonim. V'dibar tabam, you're allowed to be medaber b'inyonim acherim. He's up there in the Yerushalmi. He says, that means that Krishma Alin, the gather of Krishma Alin zokt, that you're not b'nei HaMelech. That there's it's not the same level of bit like there is in Shemana Esrei. Shake a bit filled, so please carve the calm. What a belief of Tanois. I brought the same of the Melch Macham Lach Makadish Baruch. Mash, Kosovo Shokhun Narach Akere Krishma Liyimis Chulu. So, Lachura, why you're not allowed to be Remus? Bashas that you say Krishma, you're not allowed to be Remus even by Naim. It says you're not allowed to make any Tanois, like a Kritza by Naim, like he says, I'm sorry, I think we skipped the line before. He says, Mut Likers Bain of Kamaisa Draf. He says that by Krishma, Rav was made like a remez with his eye for something. And he brings the lapel that Allah is that in Parashat Shein of Krishma, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Is that in Mifurish Atam, Arev Lekeva Vele Bitl. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the reason is, because it says V'dibar Tabam, so it has to be a Dibar Shul Keva. It's when a person's medaber and he's making remoz about other inyan and b'shas maise, it's like not a kvi stick a dibar, it's not like you're involved in a fully. You're involved in other things also. So it's not the pshat because you're aiming v'nei ha-melech that you're not libikated to v'nei ha-ayin. It was in Shema Esrei, you're not allowed to make remoz in ba-ayin. Pasha, because you aim with Ne'amelech. It doesn't make sense to start making Ne'amelech. You're making a Muslim to other people. In Krishma, it's for different reasons. It's for the union of Keva. V'cheinisa sham l'achar parashat Shein mutl tzerech mitzvah k'sas. And that's takawai l'achar parashat Shein for tzerech mitzvah k'sas akupan you're allowed to. And Shem Nesri, you're not allowed to do it tzerech mitzvah k'sas. Why? Because you're talking not aim with Ne'amelech by Krishma the same way from the aim with Ne'amelech by Shem Nesri. And the Gila, tefillah ayim esim kuftalit aim with Ne'amelech in Lozvim. Keime, it says that they're not allowed to move also. Also brings out the sin in the imamish being aim with Ne'amelech. Okay. That's his Sif Gim. In Sif Beis, he said that what's the Chiluk? The Chiluk is between Krishma and Teira, that Krishma you're being Pela Dava Chadosh, Teira you're making, you're being Megala the Inyan of Achta Savayi. So by Krishma, it constantly has to be Alis. What used to be, what now Yoim Lagabe, the previous Erev, has to be Erev Lagabe, what could be Yoim. You have to have constant Alis. This is very Chiluk, the name. Given Shinina Krishma bitl elam as idea veda sad. Amari behechash yushinuyim bedagis avidas. Hail veda laki in a mir. Etzle becholas mana beshav. Lachanum fam vchenes yem fam vchenes laila. Shna venamas shiva yipul sadik vikam. It's baita very similar to the chilik that he said in Sif Beis, in Sif Gimel. But he's making a little bit of a different chilik. He's saying, in Sif Gimel was madgish, and Krishma that has to be alias. That's to constantly be going higher and higher. Tifra daganach tzavaya. You have to be pale at tifra daganach tzavaya in felt. Here he's saying another thing. He is that it's in which is totally an Aveda. So there's going to be Shinoi. In other words, Aveda, there's going to be Shinoim. Aveda is, you're a person, and a person has Shinoim. A person doesn't have the same mind of the Matzah voice. It's different. It's different if it's in which is totally an Aveda Sa'adam. There's not always going to be Shava. Sometimes it's going to be in one Eifen, sometimes it's going to be in a different Eifen. Nakavani Shalei Spol Mashinoim. Lav Davidas pulls up Bitu Be'elim Gabalaila. So that's the part of Krishma to tell you that even when it's an Aveda, in which is totally an Aveda, and an Aveda is Befeda Shinoi. You have to not be in a spall, and there's also Mr. Krishna Magdalis by Sugis Mandi in the Lailine, Shavay the Zuma tells of Hame by Yank, Shamed at Sulakus, Sakli's Bittle Naila, Yes, of Hame is much on the best of Lailo. That even when you're a mind matzah of Lailo, you're not able to pale such a big, deep bittle of a Lakus and Vel. Nevertheless, you have to not be in a spall, and you have to also do an Aveda even as man of Lailo. It's very similar to the Vart in this previous Sif, but here it's a different Knech. I was in the previous Sif, the Vart was, there has to be constant Alis. You have to realize that what was Yaim now is Lailo Lagabe, what could be Yaim. Lagabe a higher madrig. Here's saying a different word that even when it's takalayla, when you're in a matzav yorod, you have to fight to be pale. Gilukus even when you're in a matzav yorod. Mashenka teira shilamel ma'aved the sadam beilam. Ein gib zashin deyav leil. The whole union of teira is punktake. Teira, you can't say the shinuyim that you're in a matzav of shinuyim because the whole word of teira is to become in tune with the reality that's hecher than you. That was the whole word of teira is as the zuch oplegim badir as the shtakim vel. That there is nothing. Say, so, if you're stuck in the world, what mind of the matzav you are. By Kirishma, the whole vart is to be, you should be faket. You're in your mind of the matzah. For that's when you're being pale in welt in the mind of the matzah, welt kemeshu, achtes havai. Say, bazay, this takashinoi, it's chilukim. Sometimes you're a matzah, yes, sometimes you're a matzah vile. A potato, the whole vart is to be in tune with the hechere, with a higher reality, with the any of the way it is, mitzad la maila. The maila, it's not shy of a chayin, you know, shinoi. See, order 31. He says, Vashini anal sipez limit mikra davka be'e mishna balaylo. So the Rebbe asks a question. Chuda, why do we find lapel that there is shinoim in Torah? We said in Sif Beis that there is shinoim. We said that you're supposed to learn dafka mikra balaylo, dafka mikra bayayim, and mishna balaylo. Mashmaos is that this kasha is not a kasha lafi the biyurim of Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. Just before we go weiter, just lahoyre, when it says vashini anal Sif Beis, Chuda means Sif Aleph. So the mashmeh that this shaila is only a kashla fi the beer that he's saying now in Sif Dal. Fi the beer and Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, it's not a kasha. Chuda, you could ask, even according to those beer, it's also a kasha. What did we say? We said in Sif Beis, we said that in Teira there's no union of Shinuim of Zman. Why? Because the whole union of Teira is to Megala, that there is no union of Zman, there's no union of Velt. Not to be Mischashav with the Gdorim of Velt of Laila. No, so why are we Mischashav in Yemen Laila? That is in Sif Gimel. We said that the whole union of Krishma is to be pale constantly higher, to go higher in Aveda. Mashek Bateira, there is Lachatril no in Yanam of, it's not Shaykh Shinuyim Bechav, because Teira is just a Megal the Amis Kameshul, it's not Shaykh Shinuyim. No, so why can't we ask the same question? Lachoda there is Shinuyim and Teira, we find that we're supposed to learn certain Yanam by Yanam, certain Yanam by Laila. So the answer is, because Mitzat in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, you can say a Pashta Vart, in a Chanam Mitzat Teira. The word of Teira is that there's no shinuyim and it's hechad avel, but self kosaf is a chilek mitzad the person, how much he's mischabit to the message of Teira. You could say this, and the person has shinuyim. Sometimes he's mischabit to Teira for zayif, and sometimes he's mischabit to Teira in another eif, and therefore there's different inyanim of Teira that he's supposed to learn at different times. Masheikin over here that we're saying that the whole chilek between Krishma and Teira is that Teira gufi is that you should be in a mind with the matzah that there is no shinuyim. That's the word of Teira. And I was Krishma saying, we recognize that you have shinuyim. There's a mol azeh. For that's why don't be in this spot. Teira is, be in a mind with the matzah, there is no shinuyim. No, it's frek zech the shayla. So why do we find that there's a inyan that he's supposed to learn certain things by day, but certain things by night? The whole word of Teira is that you should be in a mind with the matzah, there is no shinuyim. The Rebbe answers, the commission bin gayla brachas arachlis alamid bilchas brachas v'cholo. Just like in Teira, we find, if a person wants to, know how you're supposed to act when you get to brachas, you have to learn dafka hilchas brachas, you can't learn hilchas shabbos. First one wants to know how to act when you get to shabbos, you have to learn dafka hilchas shabbos, not hilchas brachas. So that is it. This pashut teira is supposed to be pale on veld. As much as teira, its inyan is to be mamshach malamayla matataka, to be mamshach alakus, the way it is mitzad lamayla, but it's supposed to be mamshach in veld. So mamayla, it depends on what the matzah of the veld is right now, what inyan of teira is going to be pale on veld. So in Laila, you have to learn in Yonam Shashach to Laila pikabola, and in Yem, you have to learn in Yonam Shashach to Yem pikabola. In other words, it's not mitzad the inyan that the person taka has shinui. The person, when he's mischabit to the inyan of teira, is lamayla from shinui. For Desvagin, what are you doing with teira? You have to do what's massive to this time right now. Okay. But invited in the Pneum over here, he says, Omnam Bechdei. Shiyuch la'odun lizgab of lav David Zakish Megam Balaylo, Afsha Ozu Bedarga Tachteina, Izzokuku Lenesines Keach Medarga Kazu Shalomayla Mekoa Shinui. Shalachim Yichot Lasiskech Lizgab La'okoa Shinui V'lifel Bitl Naila Yisa Gam Balaylo. Says, Safka, so when we talk about an inyan of Krishna with his shinuyim, when a person is going to be befeidish in the matzah of Laila, and we say, for this vegan, he should be pale achta savaya. A person needs in a sinneskech for that, because when a person is down, and a person is not in a good mind with the matzah, he says, in chavish matzah satz. So the only way to deal with that is if you have the sinneskech from Teira. It says that you, Be'emes, Teira, Krishna, like he says over here, Krishna, Krishma afshi mitzvah yesh begamal satira kana. We said in Sif Aleph, Krishma is also an union of Teira. That's why Yetzah perkach hachachas perkachas arvus through Krishma. Krishma itself has a gedder of Teira, like we said, we brought over there, that it's both of them are union of Shinantam, both of them are union of Shinon. So, v'hi and nisanas kech be'avedis alayla. It means like it's that Krishma has to be a hemshuch to Teira. Since if Krishma would be a yimifnei atzmei, then Taka, no, if you're in a mind with the matzah of Laila, in Chavish Matar Satsme. But a yes, the Krishma itself is a gather in Teira. So the word says, a person has to first of all have the Vart of Teira. Has to be Hechad and Zman Bechlal, Hechad and Shinui. Now, he's going, Al Tzaprat and them Gufa. The Eibish, the ones that you shouldn't remain in the Matzah that you Hechad and Velt. The Eibish, the ones that you should go in the Gdorim and Velt Gufa. And there bring Achtas Havai. But he's doing that, because that's the Eibishter's Ratzon, that this Gufa should come down in the mind of the Matzav of the Afilum and the Shinuyim, you're able to serve the Eibishter. Good. So he goes and serves the Eibishter Naifin of Krishma. Goes and serves the Eibishter Naifin that's connected to his Gedar. So Kum Tachayis, that it has been a Sinneskeach from Teira. The Melee, even when he's in a Matzav of Laila, he's not Be'emes in a Matzav of Laila. He's still connected to an Inyan of Lamail of Moshinoi. Mele is able to appeal, even in the mind of the Matzav of Laila, that he should have Koyach to be Mamshachach to Zashem, a filo in such a moment of matzah.